Goalkeeper, fängt an der Helik in der Sechert, Nozim von der Yerushalmi, Daf Aleph, Vomit Aleph. Can only say that. Can only say that once in a while, very rarely. And here we are, Perek Rishon, Alocha, Aleph, Kok, Yidoyei Nazirut, Kedizirut, Omer, Ahei, Areza Nazir, Ahei Nave, Nazir, Nazik, Paziach, Paziach, Areza Nazir. Areni kize, areni misalsel, areni mekalkel, are alai leshalayach pera, areni nazir. Are alai tziporim, Rabbi Meir omer nazir, v'chachamim omrim eino nazir. Now, k'tiv ish ki yidor neder. Mata medloma neder. So the extra neder, instead of ish ki yidor, yidor neder teaches me ki nuyei nedarim, ki nidarim. Oh, he shava shivua. Matav lomar shivua. Mikan shikinui shivuot are also kishivuot. So mikan, we now know that then it should say yadot shivuot. Yadot nedarim in both of these cases. Remember that we have the same sugi in the Bible. We say kinuyim, we don't really need a pasuk for. Remember the Ran spoke out where it says, Malamich kol kinuye veyadot. Forget about the kinuye. It's only yadot. So the correct curse in both of these is almost undoubtedly mikan shiyadot nezirut. Okay. So now we have the simen over here of this comes basically from the Yerushalmi we already had back in the Dorim. So continue through the whole first part over there, which is Garash Roshad in the Dorim Kadmisa. Read now from the beginning of the Dorim. Ah, until you get the Mati, until you get to the words, Ashkach Toni Rabbi Shmo the Dorim, and so on. That's what that stands for. Right? So Gared Kaad means read those opening words. Okay? So get to the end of this sugya. In other words, the first part of this sugya is already in the beginning of the Dorim. Until the words, so you reach the words, Tani Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? So over there, that whole part of the sugya is this. It starts off Yodis and Dorim to the Dorim. Yodis is zeros for the zeros, because it says nozir lahazir, the same way it says over there, ki yindor neder, nozir lahazir, and Rabbi Yishmael, who does not learn out from double lashon, because remember, Rabbi Yishmael Shita is all over, diburat torak lashon b'nei adam, so he learns out, remember, that yadot nedarim, ki nedarim, from kichol hayotse mipi v'yase, even if you only said part of it, the whole thing you're going to have to do. And that leaves him hanging. How does he know Nezirut? Because that, it's referring to Shavuos and the Dorim. How about Yodis Nezirus? So there we have that he learns it out from Gzeres Shava. Because it says, Ish ki yidor neder, and it says by Nezirus, Ish ki yafu lindor neder lazir lahazir. Teaches us that Yodis Nezirus can Nezirus the same way Yodis Nedorim can Nedorim. So now the Gemara wants to explain that Aliba, the Rabbi Yishmael, who learns out from Nozir Lahazir, that if I say Hareni Nozir Hayom, Hareni Nozir Hayom, Nozir Lahazir, because according to him, the Nozir Lahazir is not coming to tell me Yadot Nezirut Kenezirut, it's coming to tell me that you're chayev to be known as Shtei Neziriyot. That's the Chiddush according to him, because Shtei Nezishim Yom, in other words, you can be mechayev yourself a Nozir, even though you already made yourself a nazir. So when you make yourself a nazir again, it runs consecutively. That's the Kiddush. Anything left in there, Rich?
Yeah,
it would take a little bit. That's the dirt.
Well, say what?
That's enough, thank you. Maybe other people know. Any more questions?
Oh.
Thank you. Okay, so basically included in those opening symbols is that entire sugya. And we're expected to remember this from before. Okay, so the Gimel Reish Shin is Gemru Sham, the Gemor Sham, learn from over there, from the beginning of the Dorim, from the start, until you get to the words Tani Rabbi Shimon Neda Neda Nazaz.
How does Katnisa work? Gemor Sham Reish Shin.
The opening. Gemru Sham, the beginning of this sugya, from the start in the Dorim, until you get to Ashkach Tani Rabbi Shimon.
Isn't the Bavrosh and Kadmes, isn't that redundant?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's talking about the rest of this. Take the beginning of the Sugya and learn it from the beginning in the Dorim. Take this beginning.
Not the beginning, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Dorim.
No. Gomrusham Rosha, from Nadarim at the start, from the beginning of the Sugya, in other words.
Nadarim Kadmes.
Right.
Weird, right?
It's Yerushalmi.
Are there other things like this?
Yeah, of course, yeah. We've had many times where the Yerushalmi just sticks in, as you know.
The assumption that you're in the Sugya, that I remember, this is like a simon, I don't remember.
It's not really a simon. It's just, I think the printer just put in the makafim and in the rest of the words. The only word the part is the Gimel Reish Shin. It's just that, I think, I mean, it could be that it's meant to be a way to remember, you know, throw out the head, you know, something like that, but I don't see why it would have to be. There's nothing to remember about it. It just, he probably thought it was a sin and it made it into a sin. That's why I'm cheshish, but who knows. All right, anyway, Tani. So it says over there in the Braisa, meaning again, Kinui Naziris is used as Yodos Naziris throughout. So we saw in the Bible. The Lamech Kinuye V'yodos. The Ram keeps taking it out. And Yerushalmi keeps using it, but it really means Yodos.
Very
similar to the word. You set part of it. It's a handle. You set part of it. You didn't complete the statement.
It's only part of the statement.
Right. It's part of a statement, but we understand that that's what you mean. The guy says, "Hareini misalsel." It's not a kiloi for Naziris. It's a handle for the other guy's Naziris. Yeah. Okay, so now, Afagav, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Elokim ala Isarot. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you have a case where you have a kikar that is usher with a neder, and you say for another, you want to try to be matvis a kikar in a kikar, and you say areze kizet, that's not considered to be hatfosim, and you're not going to be chayim malchus. Modu Akashuloke. He's modu lagabi yodes. That over there, since you have the opening loshen of the Naziris, and you have the Nazir over lefanav, or you're holding your hair, like we said later on, maybe Rish Lakish, you're going to be loke on that Naziris with your eyes. It says Naziris complete. Ava gavder shimonama. Eino maybe karma. And even though Rabbi Shimon holds that there may be a problem with the Chiyuv of Karma, there's no problem with the Chiyuv of Malkus. And Afagavdu, what the August means. And Afagavdu, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Sofak Naziris is Mutter. In this case, he's Moda Hakashu Loke. So even though we have a Machlokus, we have the Machlokus out from the Sofak. In this case, he would be certainly Kayev. It's not even considered to be a Sofak. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that you have to be known as Yerushalmi Sofek, and therefore you have to make a Tanai like we have today. Amazing, it's today's Gemara. You'll have to make a Tanai. So the Hanhogas and Yerushalmi Sofek. Nonetheless, both are made of that through Yodais. Yodais are not a getter of a Chumrah for a Sofek. Yodais are an actual way of being Mekabel Naziris Vadai. Manan Kayamin. And what's the case? We're a guy, so you're saying Yodas the zeros can have zeros. What do we say? Even mitkaven lizorf. A guy is saying my kavona is to be makabel the zeros. So afilu amar she'askir pat hein nazir. The guy says, okay, everybody, if I ever say the word pot, that means I'm a nazir. Remember that. Pot. So then, this, and he's trying to get off of drugs, this guy. Right? If I even say the word, I should be a nazir. So that means he wants to be makabel himself, nazirut. That's it. Without any lashon nazirut at all. So what's the problem? And in b'shedom mitkaven lizor. So, Afagav Jotzin is Yerud Bipi Vloye Nazir. It's talking about that it clearly his kavana was not to be Kabbal. And he's Stam talking. So then, even if he said in the Zeros, let's say as Richie would say, what if I would say I was a Nazir if I get my car back today? He wasn't saying I am a Nazir. He was saying, what if I was a Nazir? As Richie's very chayshish to even say that. But you're saying there'd be no problem in saying that. Because he definitely did not have a kavona to be mekabel on himself. He's not pivoli bo shavim. Kachi mahayav korei b'torah. That would be the same thing. You're reading the parsha of Nazir in the Torah, and you said Nazir. So what does that mean? You're giving mekabel Nazir because you got an aliyah. I mean, obviously, the context is machai of you. All poor Richie wanted was his car. He didn't want to grow his hair.
Exactly.
Anthony, by the way, is waiting.
What?
Anthony, your barber, tells me he's
waiting. Yeah, I'm
he's
getting
waiting.
Close. I can feel
it. Did you hear him say, I'm getting close to the zero? No.
That's
oh, my gosh.
I was just saying, my hair.
Yes. The bad hair day.
We got to be talking about in a case where he says one of these lashonot. Bomer echad mikol lashonot halalu nazarti im tofes echad miyam nezirut tachul alav nezirut v'imlav lo tachul alav nezirut. So he's talking about he said these things and his das is open. In other words, he's saying, look, if the rabbis are going to tell me this is nezirut, so then it's in a zero. So we tell him, Shemar Mishamata. Look, you have to keep your words. But don't be Mekabel. This is not the way to do things. Because you may come to be over on your Nazirots. You may come to be over on your Nazirots. You won't take your own Lashonis correctly. So we tell him, look, you'll have to keep them, but don't do it again. Okay, it says, aha, aha. Why is aha? Why is aha a lashon of Naziris? So Shimon bar Ram Mishum Rav Yochanan, it's talking about, obviously, there's got to be a context. Bishra'a Nazirin Ovri. So he sees a procession of Nazirin passing, and he says, I also want to be like this. So in such a case, it's reasonable to say that this is a yad. I want to be like this.
The zeros of pride liberation.
But it's lamaisa. Also, it's sad to say not. There's certainly a suffix here. Mahu the zem ma'igaleim is the guy basically laughing at them. Ha 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 ha. Or is it saying ah ha ha ha? Meaning me too. How do we look at this? You think I want to be like that?
This is not dependent on his intent. This wouldn't be dependent on what he meant. By accident, the person could fall into it.
The question is whether the lashon bears this meaning or that meaning. The lashon itself is basupak. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, B'Shem Shmuel. He's saying the question over here is, not whether he's laughing at that. He's saying, is it a wishful thinking or is it an actual commitment? Is it a could be. Maybe I too should be like that. Or is he saying, absolutely, I should be. So there the suffix is. Does he mean halavai? Halavai kabota? I wish I could handle it, but I don't think so. But it doesn't, or does he mean a hey, right now? Na'ava. When it says in the Mishnah, Ahinabe, Nozim. It doesn't say, why does it, it puts it separately, right? Ahay, Areza Nozim, Ahinabe. Why didn't it put it together? So, Manam Kayamim. Ikishana Amar Nabe. So, how do we come out? I understand. I mean, is it worse? He said before, Ahay, and that's enough, so Ahinabe is not enough. Yeah. Im betafus pisaro, if we're going to say that in both bohot, there is talking about that the guy, in this case, there's always a context. The first bohot, the context was like we said, there's nazir gay pride, I mean pride, and he's walking and he says, I hate. So there we have one sense. And ahinaveh is talking about we was tafus pisaro. We had a case, I should be like that. The Omer of Yezbe Bechanina, the Tophus Besaro, the Omer, Reni Bazet, or Kazet, since Rabbi Yezbe Bechanina said in the continuation of the Mishnah, where he says, Reni Kazet, that there it's talking about the Tophus Besaro, so in other words, I should be like a guy who's got that kind of hair. So it's considered to be a complete Lashon of the Zeros. That's not a Lashon of Yad. So if it says Ahinave and it's Tophus Pesaro, why is it listed in the series of Yad? It's not Yad, it's an actual Naziris. We're just analyzing this is what he means, but that's not the context is not Yad. There's nothing missing. Ela Kenanan Kayami, where the guy says nothing is more beautiful than this situation. So it's not talking about that he says, I shall be Nave, and he's Tophus Pesaro. Because that's the case that's similar to Areni Kazeh. It's talking about, he says, Ein Nave. So you could say that the hair is not grown nicely, or he means to say that he likes it. There's nothing nicer in the world like this beautiful hair of a Nazir, which indicates that he wants it. So that's more of an indication. That's only a yad. He's not saying, I shall be. He's saying there's nothing nicer than the hair of a nazir. Right? So it's like a handle. And then we had nazik, naziach, kaziach. Now, those are all kinuyim. Those are not yodes. So what are those lashonis? Amr Yochanan, those are lashonis, shabiru and rishonim. Yochanan said those are special lashonis that the chachamim, the early chachamim, they were mevara. In order that a person shouldn't say the word Nozir Lashem, but you can't stam English should Liberia, you can't choose your own lashonos. It's got to be meaningful as a language. You can't just say, I have my own way of referring to Nazirut, because that's not Lashem. Lashem Shabiru Chachamim is called a Lashem. Ask the Gemara. So what about the Braitha? Tani Rebchia, Raziach, Hiziach. So we got other Lashonas, a Kinuyim. So how did Rebchia add to the cases of the Mishnah? Av Reb Shila, Lashonot, Shaviru Lehem, Mishnayot. What it's saying is, anything that the Tanoim is what it means. Anything that the people who wrote the Mishnayot, even though it's recorded in the Braita, I don't mean only what's written in this Mishnah. I mean the Chachomim HaRishonim, or the Tanoim. Reb Chiya is, Tosefta, they're included in it. He's just saying you can't add today other Lashonas. He's not saying that there may not have been another 100 Lashonas that you'll find in Braita. Those are all kosher Kinuyim. But we can't stam come to be Mesef Kinuyim on our own. That's all he's saying.
Like a translation or a different language.
We'll see. That's the Rish Lakish sheet. Yeah. Okay. I think that's it for the day. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Where do these come from? These words. They're Lishonot Shebirulam Lishonim. So they're special languages that the Chachamim made in order to avoid saying Korban Lashem or Nazir Lashem, and since they're special, Lashonot, Ein Rishut Labir Yalosif Aleihem, you can't just make up your own word and consider that a language. It's considered a language. That it should be an acceptable way of being noted. Asks the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan, Vatani Rekhiya in the Braita, it does not say Nazik, Naziach, Baziach. Rabbi Chiya has a Braita in which it says Raziach, Haziach, which are also Kinuyim. How could Rabbi Chiya have a Braita that adds words if you say you can't add? Amrib Shila, it's not saying these are the only three words, it's just saying Lushanot Shabirulula Mishnayot and Lushab Birila Sifala. He's saying where you find words in the Tanoim, Seder HaMishnah, or obviously a Braita. But you can't just go and add words. That's the point. He's not saying there's only three. He's just saying that there was a whole Takana, maybe there were 50. I don't know how many there were. But unless you find it in a Braita or in a Mishnah, you can't be creative, because language doesn't allow for creativity until people have accepted it. Who's going to accept your word? So if it became part of a language, Ramela, but if it's not part of a language, unless you're the academy of Lashon HaKodesh, which the Chachamim are, so then it becomes part of the language. Says the Gemara, what about Bar Kapor? Now, Lamaisa, this is a continuation, straight out of the sugya in the Dori. This is not really part of our sugya, but we're quoting it.
Five.
Okay. So over there, Rabbi Yirmiya asked that what the din would be if you have a kinui that could mean two things. It could mean Lashon Chulin, and it could also mean Lashon Karb. Whether that would be a good kinui or not. So over there it asks, Sbar Kapora said in the Braita that Cheres, the din of Cheres is a kinui to Cheren, which means that he says Cheres is not called Chaspa, but Cheres would have a mashmaut clearly of Chaspa. Nonetheless, we're saying it's a good kinui. The word Cheres can mean Chaspa.
Okay. He just mispronounced
Cheren. Well, he's trying to avoid saying Cherem Lashem, so he's saying Cheres.
Right.
But we're using Cheres, so even where a kinui has a mashmaut for Lashon Chulin, we're not saying he means it should be Kicheres. He means it should be Kicheres. Uh-huh. Right? We're not asking.
Kicheres meaning Kicheres, not Chaspa meaning a piece of clay. It means
Kicheres. In context, it means Kicheres. So, and this has nothing to do with immediately with what we just said. It's the middle of the Sugya Nedarim, right? But why would we say that a person says Cheres means Cheres instead of Chaspa? To which Rabbi Zeira explains that we find in the Torah that the Lashon of Cheres is a Lashon of Cheres. Because it says, it's a Lashon Gavo, it says in Iyov, Ha'omer l'Cheres v'lo Yizrach. So the Cheres is a mashma'ut of Shemesh. So that means that a person is basically, even if you go after the mashma'ut of the simple Lashon,
Shemesh,
Ha'omer l'Cheres v'lo Yizrach. Timnat Cheres.
Is Yeshua was the moon? Isn't that fascinating?
Very, very fascinating. So so that's what it means, that there's a lashon over here referring up to the Shamayim, basically. So therefore it means a Cherem L'Shamayim. He doesn't want to say Cherem L'Hashem. He says Cheres, but the Cheres also means not just the Kinui, it's also in its symbolic meaning. It means by heaven. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagrees fundamentally with Rabbi Yochanan's approach, that these are lashonot of takana. And he says that they're basically foreign languages that have bastardized the Hebrew. And they're lashon umot olami. And they have been accepted, therefore, because they're a language. Not because the Chacham were mitakein, a phony language, it's a real language. Omer Rebbe Zeira Nivatiu, it's the Nabataeans. Dinan Karya L'Chaspa Kaspa. They get so confused that they call Chaspa Kaspa. Now that's pretty stupid. I mean, Chaspa is a piece of useless junk clay, and they refer to junk clay as money. you ever notice those American dollar bills? Junk paper. They call it money. So too are the kinuyim that are listed in the Mishnah. They're like that type of shibush. But language is language. What can you do if it's stupid? Omer Rabbi Yossi, nir'in dvarim b'mikomot acherim. Tell me.
Is it possible that this is a difference between a het and a chaf? And it's even a more delicate difference?
No, I think it's kasp. No, but it could be.
Is it a pronunciation problem or
no, it's just the way when people import terms, they usually pronounce them the way their own language would pronounce them. It happens all the time. So people say these weird words, which are the French. Nobody knows French, but we know what you're talking about. But you think you're speaking French, a denouement. Say, a what? A denouement. Isn't that a French word? A denouement? This is what happened over here. They're talking about Korban, they're talking about Cheres, they're talking about Chasm. It becomes a completely different word. You can barely recognize it.
I answered, you don't know who Lincoln is? Who's your president? I couldn't get it.
Rav Yossi, nir'in devarim b'mikomot acherim. I mean, the only reason that the Mishnah has to even tell us that kinuyim are kinuyim is where you're speaking in a non-locale. About abugumakom shekorim l'nazir nazik. I mean, obviously, if that is the place where this is the way everybody talks, and it's parshat that that's a lashon naziris, that's not a kinuyim. That's the way to say I am a nazir. If I'm in a different place, nobody knows what the heck you're talking about, unless they're a bucky, and then already I need to know that you're allowed to use Lashon Kinuyim to be Nazir. Anu Amrin, Nazir, the Silas, in a Nazir. The same person who speaks now, he speaks unclearly, right? So, do we need to know that if he would say the Lashon HaNazirut, in the way that he pronounces things, that's a kinui? I mean, lechora, it needs to come to tell us that even in a place where the derech is not to speak this way, that nonetheless it's a nazir, and that's the point. If you speak in a lashon that is possible, it's not a good language. It's you're going to say he's not a nazir. He's a nazir, and that's basically what the bishop's coming to tell. Tony, now it says in the Brayta, Beit Shammai Omrim, Bein Kinuyim, Bein Kinuyei Kinuyim, Arasurim. So he holds, if a guy was Bekavo on himself, the zeros, even if it's a Kinuy of a Kinuy, so that the Derech would be to take the word, which use it as a Shodesh, and then create a verb out of it. So it was a non-word in the first place, and now you're going to verbalize that word. The kinuyim are asurim, but the kinuyim are mutarim. It has to be the kinuy itself. When we're talking about kinuyim, what do you mean? Hiding in kinuyim. Says Rav Abba Bar Zavda, if a guy takes the word naziach, right, or paziach, and he turns it into a verb, and he says, I'm going to be mefachazneach. Or I'm going to be menazikna or meparzana. So now he turned a noun into a verb. That's a kinuy of a kinuy. Come on already. I mean, even the original language never came up with that one. Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no. That's not kinuy of kinuy. That's a kinuy. I mean, since people use a noun, lots of people will automatically take a noun and turn it into a verb. That's not called a kinuy kinuy. For sure, everybody, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, are both moda in that case, that it's considered to be a direct kinuy. So, because Ilu HaOmer, that's changing years here, Ilu HaOmer, Minazar, Shemenu Nazir. What if a guy would take the word Nazirut itself, and he would turn it into a weird verb, Minazarna, which is sort of an Aramaic sounding way to use the word Nazir, as a verb. Would somebody say it's not a Nazir? I mean, that's the way that you say, but it's not grammatically correct. Since when do you have to be grammatically correct to be saying something? So the same thing is true about kinuy kinuy. If the kinuy itself is equal to the word nazir, then the verb of that kinui is equal to the stupid verb menazar. So nobody would argue on that. Why should they argue on this? I don't think that's the problem. So ilu menazirna ka'omra. So since pazia is the same as nazir, so bapachzana is a lashon of a kinui. That's all. I'll tell you what kinui kinui are. Inun inun kinui kinui adaitan Rabbi Yossi. So what, according to Rabbi Yossi, what then would be correct to call a kinui instead of a not grammatically correct kinui? Hadeli, the tanina, harealait siporim, Rabbi Meir omer nazir, kachamim omim inu nazir. A guy wants to be makabel nazirut by saying, I gotta bring birds. So over there we found a makor, because Rabbi Meir holds you are a nazir, kachamim say you're not a nazir. What's the svar of Rabbi Meir? Changing gears, see, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Meir is saying he's a nazir because it's kinui kinui. Why would it be kinui kinui? Because we find that in the story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, so it says, Adisare kinishrin rabba v'tafrui kitziporim. So notice that a reference in the pasuk to hair is linked to a pasuk of Tziporim, in the same pasuk. So it could be that a guy, and this is the question, we had this in the Bible, in a different context. Do people speak in hypertext? So when you say Tziporim, you're thinking of a pasuk of Sarim that are Tziporim, and that is Mechubar to that pasuk. So that's why Rabbi Meir is saying, if a, just with the same way the guy would say, I am Chayav in Gidol Seyar. So that we understand that it's a reference to Nazirut. If he talks about birds, and birds do have a connection to Nazirut, and we find that Sar has a connection to birds in the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar, so all in all, it equals to a hypertext reference to the Sarot of the Nebuchadnezzar, and it's like a remez, enough of a remez. Okay.